The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of July, 2008. It's the birthday of Stephen Vincent Benet, born in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 1898, a popular poet in his day, best known for his epic poem, John Brown's Body. The novelist Tom Robbins, born on this day in Blowing Rock, North Carolina, 1936, author of Even Cowgirls Get the Blues, Half Asleep in Frog Pajamas, and most recently, Villa Incognito. Tom Robbins, who said that when he starts a book, he has no idea what the story is going to be. He never outlines, doesn't revise, works on each sentence until he thinks it's good enough, sometimes for a long time, and then moves on to the next sentence. He said, "I'm probably more interested in sentences than anything else in life." Tom Robbins, who said, "Humanity has advanced when it has advanced, not because it has been sober, responsible, and cautious, but because it has been playful, rebellious, and immature." It's the birthday of the man who said, "It is doubtless true that religion has been the world's psychiatrist throughout the centuries." That was Carl Menninger, born in Topeka, Kansas, 1893, whose ideas about mental illness and how to treat it were revolutionary for his time. He built on the foundation that Freud had established and tried to explain Freud to the general population through his writings. But he disagreed with Freud on crucial points. Freud believed in treating individuals through set therapy sessions, and Menninger advocated a total immersion experience to help them get well, founded the Menninger Clinic in Topeka, inspired partially by the Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Menninger also disagreed with Freud on what caused mental illness. Freud attributed it largely to conflicts within one's mind. Menninger thought that society played a large role in mental health, that lack of parental love was a factor. Someone asked him what you should do if you feel you're about to have a nervous breakdown. Menninger said, "Lock up your house, go across the railroad tracks, find someone in need, and do something for them." Here's a poem for today by Elizabeth Bishop. "It Is Marvelous to Wake Up Together," unpublished in her lifetime. It is marvelous to wake up together at the same minute. Marvelous to hear the rain begin suddenly all over the roof, to feel the air suddenly clear, as if electricity had passed through it from a black mesh of wires in the sky. All over the roof, the rain hisses, and below, the light falling of kisses. An electrical storm is coming or moving away. It is the prickling air that wakes us up. If lightning struck the house now, it would run from the four blue china balls on top, down the roof and down the rods all around us, and we imagine dreamily how the whole house caught in a birdcage of lightning would be quite delightful rather than frightening. And from the same simplified point of view of night and being flat on one's back, all things might change equally easily, since always to warn us there must be these black electrical wires dangling. Without surprise, the world might change to something quite different as the air changes or the lightning comes without our blinking, changes as our kisses are changing without our thinking. A poem, "It Is Marvelous to Wake Up Together," by Elizabeth Bishop, from her poems, prose, and letters, published by the Library of America, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at Gather.com. produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.